Researchers used high-performance computers running thousands of scenarios to study earthquakes that trigger tsunamis. Currently, quakes large enough to spur waves that cause major flooding are relatively rare, but the model showed that as sea levels rise, much smaller earthquakes would do it. A magnitude 3 or 4 would act like an 8.8 or 9.
The interesting thing is now that smaller earthquakes are much more frequent than bigger earthquakes. So the frequency of flooding increases quite significantly.
Virginia Tech geoscientist Robert Weiss is director of Virginia's Disaster Resilience and Risk Management Program. He hopes these findings catch the attention of policymakers.
If you imagine you don't do anything for a while and then a big storm or tsunami hits and wipes out a community, we not only have a tragic loss of life, but also we interrupt economies. And given the globalization that we see, that might actually cascade into a more global disaster rather than staying local at the community where the tsunami or storm impacted.
Weiss will continue studying potential future tsunami effects from sea level rise worldwide and what it might mean for the United States' east and west coasts. I'm Robbie Harris.